Good morning. 7:29 a.m. on... No, that's not right. 7:40 a.m. on August the 29th. Yeah, that's better. Yeah. I didn't get out yesterday. I completely spaced it out. By the time I realized that I hadn't gone out, it was noon. And it was too warm to go, so... Space shot. I was busy yesterday morning. I had had a new release to cover. And I was watching it obsessively all day yesterday. It's going well. Page reads are climbing. Sales are climbing. Sales rank is hovering right around 300, 325. And occasionally we'll dip into the 200 range. I think the highest I saw was like 280. 300 is a good size. 300 is a good place. It means there's only 300 books ahead of me on the Amazon bestseller ranks. Total. Out of millions of books, there's only 200, 300 selling more than mine. So yeah, rocket. Rocket and socket. The other books aren't really picking up yet, but I also don't have AlsoBots. Do have a few reviews. Reviews are nice. I love the reviews. I like the 5-star reviews. But they don't do much visibility. I have to check the hot new releases. It should be on the hot new releases. I'm going to have to go some to get ahead of Daniel Aronson, who has 3 of the top 4 slots in Space Opera. And his books look good. I gotta give him credit. He's branched out of the dragons and into deep space. It's military science fiction. He's charting the most most directly into military science fiction. But he also has the top 3 slots. Well, 3 of the 4 top slots. So there's just E.G. Riddle has had book number 3 the last time I looked. So with any luck, I'll get AlsoBots tomorrow, which will give me a little more visibility. Get onto the popularity list. I'm not on the popularity list yet. Get on the popularity list, I should be somewhere near the top of popularity for space opera. Because my sales ranks have almost caught up with the lower priced. Oh yeah, no. I'll come in. I should come in ahead, because my books are selling almost as much and they cost more. So yeah, I should come in ahead on the popularity list when I show up. Right now it's not showing up, so. It's a lovely morning. It's quite cool. It's a little bit breezy. I don't feel particularly well. In large part because I think it was because I was up too late last night and we got up too early this morning. It was after 11 o'clock. By the time I crashed out and I was up at 5. So 6 hours sleep. which normally is a good night for me. I did check. I did take my pills last night. So it's not that, although it feels like it. Therapy at 9. I have to go to the grocery store afterwards. We're out of cat food, and that's terrible. Also need to get some soft drinks. I'm working up a sweat this morning. I must be hiking right along. Five cars. Yep. Here comes the sixth. I think the problem is that this is the most economical way of getting out of the neighborhoods back here. Going up to West 20th, which is the approved route from deep into the neighborhood, leaves you a long way from any of the destinations on this side of town. So people come out this way because it feels shorter. It's actually a little bit longer, but the difference is measured in seconds, not even minutes, so yeah, that's a problem. So today's going to be a busy day. I've got a bunch of stuff I got to do today. I've got to way. That's the first buddy, but I do not trust. I do not trust cars at stop signs. I have learned through long experience. Okay, heading east. Sun is trying to break through the cloud deck a little bit. It's still quite chilly. My arms are cold, but I'm sweaty. which is not a very pleasant. Monk Post. Calm for Kids. I wonder what 3A is. I've seen signs around town for quote, yes on 3A. I'll have to look it up when I get home. Walking, not talking. Sorry about that. My brain is going 600 miles an hour, thinking about what am I going to talk about this morning. I have to go over to Loveland this afternoon. It'll be good to get away for a bit, get out of the house, get some of the stink blowed off. I thought that house had sold already. It's out here on a corner. And it still has a for sale sign on it. And I noticed several, for the last few days, there have been cars parked. I thought they were moving in. Apparently they were moving out. There's a couple big barrels of loose trash beside the garage, getting ready to go out on trash day, which is, I don't know, Wednesday here, I think. Depends on your service. Thursday at my house. So another day. Probably not going to get a whole lot written today, if anything. Just because the day's going to be broken up too badly. I got too much other stuff on my mind. Then the launch is pretty much absorbing me. I'm working with the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers Independent Published Alliance list. Published author, independently published authors list. The iPals. And talking about launches, we're talking about what a soft launch looks like and why this is a soft launch, even though the first few days have been a bit a bit staggering. We debuted around 4,000, and to be at 300 now, 2 days later, is it's pretty good. But that didn't happen really by accident. I could have been much higher if I had told everybody all at once. As it was, I still got about half of my email list that hasn't opened the email yet. I've got to go through and make sure I've got everybody updated. What I really need to do is to bite the bullet and tie my email sign up directly to MailChimp. And then I'll have to pay for sending out emails, but it's pretty cheap. Cheap. No wonder I'm feeling a little bit like I'm pushing real hard to don't have any wind. I am pushing real hard, which is good. The reality that I missed so many days over the winter that I just didn't have the stamina, the wind, the muscle to do sub 19 minutes on a regular basis. I don't know if you've noticed, but there's been several days in the last month or so where 18 minutes, real low 19s. I've been doing well. I've been keeping the pace up. I've been moving. I need to do more of that. Also need to get my bicycle back in shape. Thanks again. And I need to get the books out of the trunk of my car so that I can do a full inventory and get that set up and primed for Colorado Gold, which comes in less than 2 weeks, which means I need to get my presentation done too. Okay, yeah. Busy. I got a lot of stuff I have to do. Which is good. Now I just need to feel well enough to do them. Oh well. One day at a time. And here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow, I've said it before, is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.